Corey, we're talking about learning Torah in and what the Rebbe says is
this is, but like you're saying, it's important to at least for us to distinguish. It's not Hebrew; it's biblical Hebrew.
We're talking about Lashon HaKodesh, the language of the Torah, right? That's not modern Hebrew. It's not even Mishnaic Hebrew, right? We said that last time that Lashon Mikra Lachud and Lashon Chachamim Lachud, those are different things. And since Lashon HaKodesh is the language of the Torah, and that's what the Torah is written in, and then it's only Divrei Torah if it's said in actual Lashon HaKodesh. And he says, Makom Lomar, there's a place to say this. But it's not right. He's not going to conclude that. So look at this week's parsha, and it starts. It starts Moshe's speeches. He's explaining the Torah, right? This is Ela Devarim, Parsha Devarim, we find it up to you. Ela Devarim, Asher Diber Moshe, El Kol Yisrael. These are the things that Moshe said to open Israel, the Eber Yodin, the Bar, Barava, when he was in the wilderness. And in the wastelands, Molsuf and Parama Tofel, the places that they were talking about, the Eberhaya Day Be'eretz Moab, on the other side of the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Huil Moshe Be'eretz Torah Zot Limor. Moshe began, decided to explain the Torah, and he said, who's Be'eretz Torah? This is Rashi, who the Chumash says Be'er means explain in all the other languages. Be'eretz Torah, Yishivim Lashon Shir Shalayim.
What other languages did they speak?
Well, that's the idea of Shivim Lashon, that there are 70 nations. He said in all the other, right, which is, I'm trying to say, why is he going to do that? Because they still aren't speaking all those languages, right? They might know some Egyptian. They might know some Edomese living around there the whole time, but they're not going to speak Greek and Gaelic.
Right.
The Medrash says, though, he said, it, you know, he explained the Torah in all all 70 languages. This is the way the Masu of David Pardo, Kavati and Rashi says, you can't say the Be'er when he says Be'er is the Torah, explain the Torah. It's all Omar means. To be a Lehem Komishtate Mitzvah Torah, called Tamea Devarim, that he explained all the Mitzvot, explained what we call possibly social path. The Vada Yevshar Tintin Ad Ha'idna. It's impossible to say that he waited until just now to start doing it. He's been doing it all this time. Rashi explained, where Parsh Pasuk Asher Tassim Lahem. This Asher Tassim Lahem, it says, back in Parsha Mishpatim, right after Mount Torah, Tassim Lahem, you should explain it like a Sukhan Aruch. Clearly, he did not wait till now to start explaining it. It means just he said it again, then he should have said he repeated. Right? The Torah doesn't call this Mishnah Torah. So, more than that, the word Ho'il that Rashi says, Ho'il Moshe Be'er means Hitchil. Ho'il means Rashi says he started. He just started doing this now. This is a new thing. The Kavanah Be'er Mishnah Torah, if he meant to explain the words of Torah, all the laws, it wasn't starting now. This has been going on for 40 years. Mukhak Perishosh, Ashav Yisrael Be'er Ba'ofen Shol Be'er Adayin, but this means it's something new, which way he says he's explaining in other words, in other languages. Shivim Lashon refers to all the seven nations of the world. It's a symbolic number. Okay. You can't say what the 70 refers to. Wikipedia says it. Misra Shivim, Mofia between that, Misra Tipologi. Typological word. On the shift, the second law that means a large word. All nations of the world. He can explain it in every, he basically says the Torah is being explained in every other language. The Bible forever continues. Third year. Why is Moshe feels necessary to say this in all these other languages? Why would the Midrash look at what's going on and explain this? Why is Moshe have to explain all of this? Why is Moshe have to explain all of this? for Torah Shivim Pamim to go through it all 70 times, she's going to bore everybody. For Pam Bosh and Acheret, the only time in the language. Why not? Okay, if people are speaking another language, let the Chachamim at that time translate it, and they'll explain it in that language. And more than that, when the Torah is written down, Hashem says you should write the Torah down on these big rocks and plant them in the middle of the, at the heart of the gym. You will write the Torah on these large rocks, will be available for everyone to see. Be'er Heitev, same word of Be'er Heitev. And Rashi says Be'er Heitev also B'Shivim Lashon. This is really important. That first translation of the Torah, first learning the Torah, the get there to show it's got to be in other languages. This is what the Rabbah Kutari says. This was Moshe's job. He is to translate. The danger who perished the Torah b'Shivim Lashon, the fact that he translated the Torah into Shivim Lashon, into all the other languages, as the 1865 Bakhtin said that he's not allowed to do. He translated Moshe with a long time. Shalom Shem Torah, al divrei Torah, al nimudim, al b'nei Yisrael, b'shar l'shem. That was a that kashrut learning Torah in the other languages. If Moshe Rabbeinu could learn Torah in Mitzri, then everyone could learn Torah in Mitzri. It wasn't so much he was learning it to teach them, and that he was teaching them that it was okay to do that. Still, that's called Divrei Torah. Right? Moshe said it. There were Divarim. The Divrei Torah is there for there. If you're saying Torah in other languages, you say Torah in English, raise the most of the people Divrei Torah. That luckily counts as Divrei Torah. Therefore, I ask you, Dabram, put in Bricha Torah, that you can say that. The only halakha counts as Divrei Torah. You can't say them without saying Bricha Torah, etc. All the other halakha there. That's Divrei Torah. And this was the city called for a rough player, and I said, get the other points and figure out why this is relevant to Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. You don't feel like thinking right now, so I'll tell you the answer. And that is that it's the parsha starts out that he said this. It's Eli Varia Moshe, Yiver Moshe. Go. And it was
It was the 40th year
in the 11th month and the first day of the month. What's the 11th month? That is. These words of Devarim were started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat in the 40th year. But what was he said?
Wait.
In other words. What? I said that Moshe said it by Esther Chodesh Bechad Lachodesh in the 11th month on the first day of the month. 11th month is Shabbat. So, Devarim started on Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. So, this was the Shabbat for Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. That's when Sefer Devarim started. In other words, Moshe's drasha in Lashon Umot Olam is a heter for our drashot in Lashon Umot Olam. We read Be'er Torah Zot as giving us permission to give a drasha in English. Despite all the efforts of the Hungarians. So Sfatemet, we're going to go Chassidus, goes in further. Now is allowed.
How can you say that?
Ima, how can it fly?
The same different Torah in other languages. It starts with a medrash. This is Dvarim Rabba talking about Ela Dvarim. Special halacha asking for the Mishnah. Adam Yisrael Mahu. A person is allowed to yeh mutar lo lichto sefer Torah b'chol lashon. You write a sefer Torah in other languages. Writing down your translation of the Torah. I'm not saying it's a kosher Torah for reading, for whatever you want to do with it. The answer is kosher nechoner shonah chachamim, as Mishnah Megillah says, ein bein tzvarim tzvilim mitzvot. The sefer is different from tzvilim mitzvot. Has the following differences, one of which is, you can write a sefer Torah in any and there's an opinion that if it's written on a clock, it actually has Kedusha sefer Torah. You translate Torah, it has Kedusha. So, this is the method. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'eh l'shonah shel Torah. Look at the language of Torah. Mach aviva shemerapet l'shon. Language of Torah heals the heart. That the Eitz Chaim heals the tongue, and Eitz Chaim the Torah. We know that Eitz Chaim the Torah. So that's a positive from Mishlei. The language of Torah loosens the tongue. You can talk better if you're speaking Torah. It allows, gives you the ability to speak. Levi Amar, he says, what are we learning from some other place? I got to pull a puzzle from Mishlei. We're looking from the Torah itself. Our Parsha. Right, Moshe, I still zakh the Torah that Moshe, before he got the Torah, he says, I can't speak. Here in Zakh the Torah, you drop the show now. Now he's able to give these long speeches, the whole Sefer Devarim, Moshe's speech. He's skilled the Ber Devarim, he's speaking nonstop, a month and a half. Inayin, how's that possible? Masha Karim Inyan. But wait, it says, Elvari Masha Dimer Masha. What was he speaking? Speaking Torah. So obviously, Torah is Rapel Lashon, giving the ability to speak. The Medrash is confusing. It's melding two meanings of Lashon. The halakhic part is talking about different languages, lashon. The gadic part is talking about literal tongue, being fluent in speaking. The Sfarim says no, it's really the same thing. It's matir lashon in the same sense of languages. This is Sfarim. The Midrash matir lashon et tzadim, and that which is zakhul Torah el dvarim. That's when Moshe got the Torah that he could start speaking. The Torah gives life to everything. People write that because God created the Torah with okay, the world with the Torah, so it underlines everything that exists in the world. Okay, the Koman of Torah. Lekach matirat lashon. That's why it literally says matir, not says it loosens the tongue, but it allows our meaning. So the languages of other nations. That they are physical, they are far from Kedusha, but the languages, they used to speak secular things. But once they are dressed in Torah, if some language is used to express Torah, that language, then that heals that language. Now that becomes a holy language as well. The language now has a potential to be holy. That's why there is Kedusha and there is Sefer written in some other languages. That it loosens the language from this prison. That the language is stuck in through the other side. If all is written, it's spoken or said about another language or words of filter, an inappropriate thing. It's not a holy language. But if you can write the Torah in that language, now that becomes holy. The meaning of the Torah makes the external manifestation of those words, even in the language.
Feels very much like Torah in Derech Eretz.
I guess it's a similar idea. It's not exactly the same thing. But it's right. I guess it's right. Yeah, I guess you're makdish your derech eretz by combining it with Torah.
And you like it, right? Yeah. The act of right. But I don't understand that, because I feel like when you like learning like so much of our drasha is about the word choice, is about the letters, the crowns, like is about the sort of structure of the language itself. Not
right,
just,
that's what Lubavitcher like really is saying. That. Yeah, looking at the Torah Shebi'ah Ktav, definitely you should be coming from Lashon HaKodesh. We're talking about that.
Okay.
Right. The fact that we're talking about it in English. We're looking at Lashon of the Torah. We're talking about it in a different language.
Yeah.
That still has to do. That's still Divrei Torah. Okay? And the Rambam explains that when you call it Lashon HaKodesh, not so much it's inherently holy, but that holy things are said in it. Ramban disagrees. He says Lashon HaKodesh is inherent, and that's what Hashem speaks. But the Rambam says now, is the Mitzvah Nevuchim. Ligam my understanding of why this language is called Lashon HaKodesh. But the things you say are holy. Don't think it's an exaggeration. That I'm making a mistake. I mean this literally. Because they don't have, it doesn't have explicit words for Kram Mishkal, for what we would call usually the private parts, for the Shethan Lotsoa, not for waste.
What is on my hand?
All these negative things. Well, Ham divided Rim Kulam, Lunaklam Shem Rishon, but these things do not have their own primary name. All blessed is free. In Hebrew, Eliyahu Dubar Baham B'Shem Mushlim B'Rizmot, that we use euphemism for them. That's the idea of Lashon HaKodesh, because it has no words for non-Kodesh things. Look, Kedusha comes from what you say in the language. And then the Sfasemis continues on.
Sfasem is a word that I didn't know, but I learned it.
Okay, so obviously modern Hebrew is not Lashon HaKodesh in the Rambam sense at all.
Well, that's the medical term, like the Bdikat Shetet.
I don't know. And as I said, and more than that, since everyone has a chelik in Torah, right? Everyone has their own chiddush that Torah comes from them, then the way everyone expresses themselves, that must be part of Torah as well.
And there's a molar?
We continue. This is from Sfasemis again. Ida b'zara kodesh, shimsha Torah le'ilan. The Zohar says that why is it called Eitz HaChayim? Because the Torah is like a tree. Sheishwa anafim peirot, she'ilan, b'klifot, levad gufa ilan. That there are these branches and fruits and leaves that all come out from the central trunk. They're called Ustibom. Everything comes out of the central trunk. Mokei HaTorah Tenet Sefa B'chayut L'chol B'riyah. Those two is the Torah that brings life to the whole world. Everything centers in place. B'chol HaKadosh Yisro D'Veikut D'Erech Kedusha. So everything is attached to it according to their level of
Kedusha. That was the Sunday.
You were right to Barak Kedusha. I'll look at the same creation of the world. And everything that exists is Levush is surrounding some inherent sense of Kedusha. So any language in which Torah is explained, in Gam Kein Rak Levush, that is the clothing that surrounds the underlying Torah in that same sense. Ki Mamar Hi Torah Asma. What you're saying is Torah. It can be expressed in different languages. And that literally heals the language, as we said. It kashas the language. Saying a different Torah in English makes the English a part of Torah. That's why you can write Svarim in all languages. And it says, Halila Be'era Torah Zot. Rashi B'Shivim Lashon, Perish of Lahem. The Be'er means in all languages. They add very Hasidic word Be'er. They see Be'er, plain is the same root as be'er, meaning a well. As we broaden priests that are teaching Torah in these other clothing, you're saying in other languages, Yosher mitzvah karev hakol l'pnimiyut, Yosher mitzvah karev hakol l'pnimiyut, that brings everything closer to its essential inner state of being kadosh. That opens up the central well. Now we're moving from Torah as tree metaphor to Torah as water metaphor. The air is we are bringing it out of the well into other places. It says, you should drink water from your pit. That's the Mishnah, it's a metaphor here. As it flows out from your well, that Hashem planted with within everyone. And the kudav, a point of kedusha. That's your borecha. That's your bor. You need to get that to flow out to others. That borecha should the look b'digufo. That pit that is stuck with you. Kfi mashem makabel haratan nefesh mamshich kol masav achazu ara. And then you do that well to go spread it out. Spread it out to others. And that can be in other languages. That brings kedusha in that. And then he continues, divided the whole with Shivim Lashon. Surely that all these other languages, all the languages of the world, they must have some aspect of Torah, some inherent thing that makes them acceptable. But just spread out in these various branches, in the metaphor of the tree. It's called Lashon. Like a tongue, like a branch of the sea. Now the Torah is Yam Shel Torah, and each other, every other language is a little branch, a bay off of that. That we bring the Torah into these various arms of the sea, which Rapim it heals then. Umatirat Lashon literally frees that Lashon. That's like the other languages are little streams. They'll have a little water in them. I know. I think I got the chat. I got to look at the translation. If I shake rock, I'll pee with William that they can only spread within certain boundaries. But if I say Torah in these other languages, then they burst their boundaries and they can now do much greater things. Each language. It's a positive thing. I'm helping the language by doing this. We explained before. As part of our mission is to spread Torah in these other streams, to all the people to Olam, and to all their languages. That God told the power of his words, to give them the inheritance of nations. Not that we're going to conquer all the other nations, but we're going to spread Torah to other nations. Hashem could have given it all to the Israel immediately. What does it mean Hashem gave us Nachlat Goyim? And if redeem that we can spread the individual streams, all these other, the words of the other nations, bring them closer to Torah. So, not only is the drasha murav l'shoni with olam good for that language, basically it's murapet about that language to make it a kadosh language, it's good for Torah as a whole. If we use that number of shivim in another place, it's the nations of the world, also this idea of shivim panim la Torah. There's 70 actions of Torah. And the Avodah Rabbi Akiva ties those together. Shivim panim la Torah, corresponds to Shidim Lashonot. This is the Kogin and Chachma, Nishisulo, both of the speakers of Torah. As Lomdu Ba'arim Yamim, what he learned is 40 days, he had Omed Bahar Torah. He learned Omed Bahar when he's on this mountain. Torah B'Shirim Panim, he learned 70 aspects of Torah. Shall Shivim Lashon.
No,
yeah. That's only in seven languages. That's what the symbolism is in both places. Shivim B'Shivim Panim, Shivim Lashon, same thing. Then he learned Nevuah, and what would be taught by the Nevi'im also, B'Shivim Lashon. Shivim B'Shivim Lashon, Halachot Shivim Panim, Shivim Lashon, Mot, etc. Agada, everything. The Shivim Panim comes with Shivim Lashon, which is part of the idea that the language you speak affects how you can, how language you speak affects how you think. Not clear the separate warp hypothesis really is completely true, but certainly, you know, thinking about things in a different language allows you to think in a different way. You know, that the Shivim Panim to the Torah we're saying is all there, not necessarily needs to be said in English or whatever, in German or Hungarian. But the fact that we speak it allows us to think differently about it, which may open aspects of Torah up that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. You know, try and give the gap to the Rambam. If the Rambam didn't read Greek and didn't read Aristotle, then it would not have been the Rambam's Torah. Same thing with Soloveitchik and, you know, other philosophers, Kierkegaard, and really these other languages. It affects how we learn.
Soloveitchik needs a nut.
What?
I think it needs a nut.
What?
My Soloveitchik Torah would not have been the same.
Would not, thank you. Would not have been the same. There, right? The Shivim Lashon effect informs our Talmud Torah. That's why it's important to be able to learn it in other languages. Otherwise, there would be aspects of that we might have missed. So despite the 1865 stock in that we should never give drashot in Lashon HaMut HaOlam, I argue that Moshe is teaching us that it's an important part of our Talmud Torah, both to spread it to the world and add for us to be able to learn it ourselves. I feel better on this. You talk in English. So in Lashon HaKodesh. So, does that work?